pre-Labor Day night here this evening, and we're going to look at a little truth here in the Bible. If you'll stay with me for just a very short few minutes, this will help you. I think everything in the Bible is there for a reason. Out of the millions of events in history, God chose certain ones to put in the Bible, certain ones to leave out. The Bible even says that if everything that should be written that Jesus did, the world couldn't contain the books. So He chose out certain parts of His life to record it in the Bible so we could read it. This is one of them. Luke chapter 4 talks about the temptation of Jesus by the devil. Now, I believe tonight that's in there for a reason. I believe it's divinely inspired and preserved here in the King James Bible so that me and you could get help from that. Now, if the devil did Jesus this way, probably he would use the same tactics on me and you. Now, so you can help fight your enemy or resist your enemy, let's read it. Luke 4, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost... Think about that. It didn't say Jesus on his weakest point. Did it? People said, well, boy, I was down, the devil really hit me. It said, right when he is full of the Holy Ghost. That's when you better watch out. Returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Sometimes the Spirit will lead you into the place where the devil can tempt you. God don't tempt you, but He'll put you in a place where you can be tempted to test you and try you. Being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, He did eat nothing. And when they were ended, He afterward hungered. And the devil said unto Him, that's how bold he is, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power, that's what he offered, will I give thee, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Now, I'm going to tell you folks, that right there is loaded with stuff. When I was reading it, there's so much stuff popped in my head, we could stay here hours and discuss that. Just like that little thing right there, when the devil ended, he departed for a season. When the devil leaves you alone, he ain't leaving you alone forever. It's just for a little while. He'll be back. Don't you ever think, boy, I got him hooked. I don't have to worry about the devil no more. About the time you think that, he'll come right back in the side door where you're not looking for him. Now, I just want briefly just to point out five things about this temptation and maybe say something about it from a little angle that you hadn't heard before. Usually when a preacher preaches about these, we talk about each temptation and how the Lord used the Scripture to defeat him. And I've done that lots of times. But tonight, I'd like to take look at the whole scene. Number one, the first thing you're going to notice here seems simple to most of you, but there is a real devil. There is a real devil. Now, the Bible said the devil came to him. Devil is not just a force. He is a living being, second in power to God only. The devil is real. Have y'all noticed these people on the news? They'll have somebody on there and they'll say, well, these people have been ISIS and they're coming. And we show that it really shows that there is evil in the world. You heard them say that? They won't say there's a devil. They'll say there's evil. We all know there's evil. There's God. There's a God in heaven. Why don't they just say it? This shows there's a devil. I mean, when you're cutting up baby parts and selling them, it shows to me there's a devil. I mean, when people are torturing other people, cutting their heads off, to me it proves there's a devil. When Beyonce can sit, I've got her testimony on video, and she sits like this and she said, I felt something come into me. And then she said, I could perform, dance, and sing better on stage. It shows me there's a devil. And the Bible said that the devil came to him. The devil came to him. It is more than just a myth. He is not just a little man with horns and a pitchfork and a tail running around. However, all of those things are rooted in biblical history. That pitchfork over there in the Old Testament, that fork with three teeth on it, where they put the fire, the sacrifice into the fire and burned it. That's in the Bible. And the horns are definitely in the Bible. Satan is pictured as a cow, like a sacred cow with horns and those feet like that. Just like a woman's foot looks when she wears really, really high heels. And that's right, that clothing move. We'll talk about that another time. But there is a real devil. There really is a real devil. Hey, you ever heard it? When they get somebody and they kill people on TV, they'll say, the voice is in my head. You heard them say that? These voices are in my head. All them people's crazy. Really? Really? Well, how come them voices in their head didn't tell them to go over and mow their neighbor's grass and bake a cake for grandma? If they're just crazy, wonder why them voices always say, kill your mama, you know, get your knife, you know, cut your neighbor's head. You know why? Because them voices in their head are real. And where there's a mental or physical handicap, the voices can enter in and talk to a person on an easier scale. I'm going to tell you this evening, ladies and gentlemen, according to that book right there, there is a real personal devil. He is your enemy. He is my enemy. He's not our friend. He hates us. He's second in power to God. He's not to be taken lightly. He's not a joke. He's not a little cartoon character going around stabbing people. He is a evil force and an evil person, and he'll take you and destroy your life and ruin you if you'll listen to it. Somebody asked me one time, they said, you ever heard the devil talk, Brother Danny? And I said, yeah, I believe I have. When I say the devil, I don't necessarily mean the devil. I don't know if I've ever the devil, but I know I have had evil spirit and demon spirit talk to me. I know it. I can tell you examples right now of points that I've been in my life when I'd be at a point and something would talk to me. And brother, you don't hear it with the audible voice, but you know exactly what it said. And I see people nodding their heads all over this church here tonight. There is a real devil. Don't you doubt it one bit. There is a real devil. All these people that shoot people and kill people, they'll say, I don't know what happened. There was a voice spoke to me. And next thing I know, I was shooting people up, and I was doing this, and I was doing that. Some of you ladies hear that voice once in a while when you say, I want to choke my husband or my child. Yeah, you sure do. Amen. Some of you men hear that voice sometimes when you say, listen, I just walk off and leave a whole mess. Just forget it. Go crazy. Many of you have heard that voice when it says, you just need to kill yourself. Take it up. If the truth is known, there's a crowd of people in here this evening, especially if he can get you drunk or he can get you high. You see, when you get drunk or you're on pills, you're opening up yourself so the devil can talk to you. It's like opening that door and flies come in and buzz the mosquitoes come in. The devil can talk to you when you're drunk or high. I'm telling you tonight, there is a real devil. Yes, sir. There is a real devil. You get that settled in your head. Don't you ever think the devil's a figment of your imagination. He's real. Now, the second thing I want to notice. The second thing I want to notice is this. This is really short, so listen. The best and holiest men and women are tempted. The best and holiest men and women are tempted. Are you listening? If he'll tempt Jesus Christ, don't think you're so good that he won't hit you. If the devil will come to the Son of God and be bold enough to say, bow down and worship me, don't you think you're too good that he won't mess with you? Don't you think right now, I've heard people say, well, I've got to the point where the devil don't bother me no more. No, you ain't. No, you are not. About the time the Bible said, if a man thinks he standeth, take heed, lest he fall. And you got to watch this attitude of, I'm going to the devil and the devil don't bother me. Some of these guys on TV, I shudder when I hear them speak. I tell the devil, you get away from me, devil. I've got Jesus. You better watch your mouth, buddy. That Bible said Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Let me tell you, the only opposition, the only power we got against the devil is the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood on Calvary that was shed. I'm telling you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, there is a devil, and he does work on you, and he does talk to you. He will work on you. I don't care how right you are. See, he'll get you. If he can't get you with one thing, he'll get you with something else. He sure will. About the time you think you're invincible, that's when you're going down. No sin is being tempted, but the sin is yielding to the temptation. Now, let me say that. You should know this if you go to church any at all. But it is not a sin to be tempted. If you're tempted with something, that is not a sin. Jesus was tempted. Yet without sin. You say, well, Brother Danny, I just have these old awful thoughts. Now, sometimes, I don't know how this works, but I think it's like this. I think the devil comes around sometimes, and he says, Oh, Jimmy. He went to the altar last night. And he flies around, you know, like a crow. You ever see a crow out in your yard? I wake up sometimes and I see them crows out in the yard. I say, die, devil! when I get out there and run, I scare them off. I think them things are pictures of demon spirit. You can believe what you want to. If you don't believe that, it's because of your lack of education in the Bible. And brother, them things are pictures of demon spirit. And they fly around and say, little Jimmy down there, reading his Bible. Wearing a tie. Who does he think he is? I know what I'll do. And the devil reaches over here. He's got like filing cabinets on everybody. Files. And he pulls out this little file. Ha, 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 ha. I remember old Jimmy did this. He went down there to old sick buzzard down there in Hickory. And he was a sick buzzard by the time he got out there on Saturday night. And And old Jimmy be sitting there reading his Bible. He think, glory to God, I've got the victory. And he's got like a slide projecting your head. And the devil will go, bing. And he'll go, boy, I ain't thought of that in a long time. Where in the world did that come from? Whoa! It's like some of you, you're sitting there at work, and all of a sudden, the devil pulls out this light and sticks it in your head and says, see that woman over there? I think she kind of likes you. You reckon? Yeah, I believe. She smiled at you 2 days in a row. See how the devil puts junk like that in your head. Now, don't raise your hand here tonight, but if it ain't that, it's the devil. Put your hand up. You know, they leave that money laying around at work, and they don't really pay you enough anyway. You know that, don't you? I don't think it'd be a thing in the world wrong with just taking a little bit of it. It ain't right for them to keep it anyway. You deserve that. See how he does? He's real. And he tempts. Don't ever get thinking you're too holy for the devil. And by the way, Don't you ever think you're above sin? Don't you ever think it can't happen to you? Don't you ever think, I'm strong enough, I've been in church for years, I can let up a little bit and it won't bother me? I'm telling you tonight, they've been better men than me and you went down the tube. They've been better men, women than some of you ladies here that got out of church and went to the devil and wound up just ruining their life. Ladies and gentlemen, the best and holiest are tempted. Never underestimate. Matter of fact, the biggest mistake you can make is thinking, I'd never do that. That's the biggest mistake you can make. You better never think, I'd never do that. I've heard people say, well, I'll tell you, I've got my faults, but you don't ever have to worry about it. You better watch out. Hey, somebody listening. Hey, somebody, oh yeah? Well, we'll just see about that. I mean, he can put you in a position to where next thing you know, you'll be thinking about doing what you say. I've heard people. I knew a man in Marion, stood in church right like this. He said, I'll never, and he named a certain thing, and it wasn't a year till he was doing that very thing he said he'd never do. Don't never say never. Say, by the help of God, I want to live right. By the help of Jesus, I'm trying to do right. I'm no match for the devil. You ain't either. Jesus didn't even try to hit it out with his fist. He got to Scripture. He quoted it to him. He got the Scripture. He quoted it. I'm getting ahead of myself, but let me say this. If you've got a temptation to drink alcohol, you memorize every one of them verses about alcohol, and when the temptation comes in your mind, quote it. Woe unto them that puts the bottle of his neighbor's lip. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Have you deceived thereby, you know why? Quote it. Quote it. If you've got a temptation to flirt around with somebody you're not married to, get those Scriptures and put them in your head and say, woe to him that touch his neighbor's wife. He shall not be innocent. And quote them and quote them and quote them. That's your best defense against the devil. And if you got bad thoughts coming in your mind, get up and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you. You got a problem being jealous of somebody? Y'all jealous of anybody? I mean, you'd never admit it, but really that's, you say, no, I just don't like them. You jealous? No! Why would I be jealous? That's your jealous. If that's your answer, that you're jealous. You just don't want to admit you're that sorry. You know what? 9 times out of 10 when people don't like somebody, they're jealous of. Most times. Especially in church. You know, I've been doing this since I was 22. I mean, a long time, y'all. And I've seen people come in. I've seen a girl come into church. And honest to goodness, if she's pretty, half of the women in there don't like her. For no reason at all. Wait, I don't like her. Well, I don't know, I just don't. Now, she's ugly, bless her heart. She's just the sweetest little thing I ever met. You say, is that why all the women like me, Brother Dad? I didn't say, I ain't saying. I don't know. That's between you and God and your husband, I don't know. It's amazing how we let that jealousy. Now you get you some Scripture on jealousy and quote it and quote it and quote it and quote it and quote it. If you don't pay your tithes, get them Scriptures on tithing that says God will pour out you a blessing. Memorize those in Matthew. Memorize those in Malachi. If you have trouble believing God, get you some Scripture on faith, and whatever it is the devil is working on you with, use the Scripture to fight against him. Your biggest mistake is thinking, I'd never do that. Number three, I said, number one, little Bible lesson tonight, there is a real devil. Number two, the best and holiest of men are tempted. He tempted Jesus Christ. Number three, listen to me, temptations many times follow great victories. Temptations many times follow great victories. He had been out fasting for 40 days. Man's ever on fire and got the victory. That ought to be the time. Starting his earthly ministry. Come back on fire for God. Then come the devil. You know what? When the seed got sown, then come the devil. Look at the Bible. Noah. man that believed God. Noah's one of the greatest men of faith in the Bible. He believed God when he didn't have no Bible, he didn't have no scripture, and he believed God. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And old Noah worked, we assume, 120 years on that boat. Can you imagine? The whole world laughing at him. Can you imagine? He was the only one. What if you was the only one? You and your family was the only people in North Carolina that tried to live right, and everybody else laughed at it. That'd be tough. And you didn't even have a Bible. You didn't even have a Bible to read. I mean, we come here together and there's strength in numbers and we sing and we preach and it helps us. Can you imagine if your family was the only people that tried to live? That'd be rough. And yet Noah trusted God. And he said, Lord, I know you're real. And God, they cussed Noah. They laughed at Noah. I mean, they put him on Dr. Phil and all the people in there made fun of him. And they laughed at him for building a boat out there on dry ground. Geraldo made fun of him and all of them. I mean, they laughed at him. They said, that's the craziest man I've ever seen in my life. He'd take that old sawhorse in there with all them boards on Monday morning, boy, and him and Shem and Ham and Japheth were putting them boards together, and they pitched it within and without with pitch. And brother, oh no, God, he ignored that crowd. It's one of the greatest stories of faith and victory in the whole Bible. Brother, he gave up the whole world, and God gave it back to him. And he stood up there and he said, all right, let's go. And all the animals come in the ark, and everybody come in, and the flood came and drowned them all. You thought, glory to God, Noah stood against the whole world, he'll never mess up. And when he got out, the first thing the devil did, got him drunk. Ain't that something? He stood for 120 years. If you was a betting man, you'd bet $1,000 he'd have never got drunk. You know when the devil hit you? When you really come off a big victory. You're riding high. You think, glory to God, woo! Oh, I'm set up! Down you go. You're like that fellow that went over Niagara Falls in a boat, you know, and it didn't even hurt him, and he wagging down, walking down the street, slipped on a banana peel and fell and broke his neck. That's where the devil will do you. He'll let you get a big victory all the way through the Bible. David, man, after God's own heart, came down there that day, took those 5 smooth stones from the river, put them in his pocket. He come down there, there's big old smart-aleck Goliath. He taller than that flagpole right there. Taller than that. He's up there. He's up there cussing him. Come on, you little blankety blank, 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 blank. He talked like some fool like Kanye West. And boy, talking about it, so you had a dirty mouth because you ain't got no education. And boy, he's retarded. And brother, listen, buddy, he cussed. And here come little old David. And he said, I don't know who you think you are, big boy, but I'm putting you to bed with a shovel today. Heavy done. Hang over your head, son. Your wife better have a good insurance policy because you're going down. And buddy, he charged that guy. He slung that rock. Knocked him a smack dab between the eyeballs, cut his head off, got the victory, shouted all over the place, and brother, and he went right out there and didn't go fight and walked out and saw a man's wife and took her and committed adultery and had the man murdered after the greatest victory of his life. You know when the devil hits you? Sometimes when you're riding high. When everything's going good. Job, same way. You better watch out when you think. You ever ride down the road and think, man, life is good. My bills are paid. My family's saved. It's just glory to God. Sometimes when I feel like that, it scares me to death. As one man said, if you think everything's going good, you obviously have overlooked something. Because everything ain't going good. And remember, right when you think everything's fine, he's plotting right out there, right now. You say, well, Brother Danny, you're scaring us to death. Well, I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. He hits you right after a big victory. We learn that from this scripture here this evening. We can talk all night about that. Little boy. Said he took his baseball bat and they said going out to play baseball and they was fussing at him for getting ice cream every evening before he come home, and he'd take his bat and go out there and stand on the side of the road and Said, Lord, don't let the ice cream man come down through here. That, you know, it's like you know the devil's going to tempt you with something. It's like a little guy said his daddy kept fussing him for going swimming every evening before he came home. And he said, son, you better not do that no more. And he said, I don't, daddy, but I took my bathing suit in case I got tempted. Now that's, you know we shouldn't do something, and yet we push and put ourselves in a position where we know we're going to get tempted to do what we shouldn't do anyway. Isn't that something? Isn't that something about human nature? Now you kids go, well, I know I'm going to this dance, you know, and I know there's going to be drinking and partying there and everything, but I'm not going to do anything, but I know I want to go anyway. You know, see, you're messing around with something you ain't got no business messing with. Number four, he hits you at your weakest point. He'll hit you at your weakest point. Jesus had not ate a bite for 40 days. So what does the devil do? If you're the Son of God, turn that stone into bread. Wouldn't you like to have a big old yeast roll hot right out of the oven? Now look, the Lord, hey, did you know the Lord could have done that if He'd wanted to? And it wouldn't even been wrong. It's His rock. He owned it. But you know what would have made it wrong? The devil told Him to do it. That means if the devil tells you to do something good, it's still wrong. That'll mess with your head, man, if you just think about that for a while. He said, if you're the Son of God, He is, turn that rock into bread. He could. Wasn't nothing wrong with it. But He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Bam! Hit him. He'll hit you at your weakest point. If you've got a weakness toward drugs or alcohol, He'll just make sure that you're in the store when that guy comes pushing a big old cart of it right by you. Listen, I believe it's supernatural. I believe sometimes you'll run into one of your old buddies out the store at Walmart. And they'll say, where you been? Come on, let's go get some. Let's go get high. Let's go, yeah. You know what? The devil knows how to hit you at your weakest point. You know the devil hadn't tempted me to shoot Jeremy in weeks. The devil's never tempted me to shoot him. He might since I brought it up. But see, he knows, hey, I don't want to shoot Jeremy. I appreciate Brother Jeremy. Brother Jeremy's got my back. Amen. I mean, he takes up for me and he helps me around here. You and me, all stuff, and I thank God for him. And I ain't tempted to shoot him, and the devil knows that. But see, some of you, he might tempt me to shoot. And I might say, Well, no, I wouldn't do that. But see, he knows your weakness. He knows your weakness. If your weakness is chocolate cake, I thought I was going to say beer, didn't you? He knows your weakness. He knows your weakness. And He hits you. Amen? That's right. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Do you know something about temptation? The more you see it, the better it looks. The more you see it, the better it looks. The other night, we was in Maryland. And the first night, we went to eat with the pastor's son and his girlfriend, Smokey Joe. Y'all know Smokey Joe. And his girlfriend and the pastor's wife, Miss Peggy, because the pastor was fasting. And I said, man, I can't do this, man. You don't go. I don't want to sit there and eat. And you fast. And they've been fasting like 20-something days and for the revival. And I said, don't go. So he didn't go. We sat there and ate. The next night, I told Kelly, I said, look, I'm not going to eat them fasting. I just felt terrible about that. I told Brother Smokey, I said, we'll just go on. We'll just stop the store and get us a snack and go on to the motel. And we won't. And you know what? There's a Walmart right across the street from the motel. And right before you throw it, there's all these car lots. And there was a big Toyota dealership right there. Big Toyota dealership. And I have been recently praying about upgrading on my 4Runner. You know my old 4Runner I've had for 100 years. It's got 243,000 miles on it. And so I've been praying about it. Matter of fact, Wesley's got it on his lot or somewhere up in the mountains for sale right now. And I thought, well, I'll pray about it and I'll sell it and put a little bit more with it and get me one with less miles. And we drove. We made a mistake. I've got in that Toyota place. Don't do that. You not got a brain? Listen, before I was out of there, I was thinking about buying a $49,000 car. You can buy a house for that. You'd have to be insane. Now, if you got plenty of money and you can pay more power to you, go for it. But listen, in my right mind, there ain't no way in the world they'll be selling snowballs in hell for I'll pay $49,000 for a car. I ain't gonna do it. If you want to, that's your business. I just ain't gonna do it. I think it's crazy. I'm talking more of the $7,000 or $8,000 range. And to me, that's a lot of money. But I went in there, she said, oh, look at that one. I started looking. I was fine till I started looking. And the more I looked at that thing, man, they had a Toyota Avalon, one of them brand new ones, and the devil knew that the door was open. It wasn't even locked. You know, they keep them locked. And the door, I pulled the door and it opened. The devil must have done that. He knew I was coming there. And I got in that thing and I see it. Had a big navigation thing on the thing there. Lord, I believe it's 37, something like that. And I thought, good night. Is this a nice car or what? Man, I could just imagine myself cruising down the road in that thing. And I thought, well, and for a second, you know, you start thinking, well, I could, you start thinking crazy. How many of you ever done that? Raise your hand. Now, you know what your problem is? Looking. If you look at nice houses all the time, your house ain't good enough. If you look at new cars all the time, your car ain't good enough. If you look at all the women all the time, your wife don't look good no more. They're all over the church punching him like that. Heard that, didn't you? Well, Lord have mercy, you can't expect her to look like Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, and she's had 5 kids and then been with you 30 years. You ain't blessed Brad Pitt yourself. I ain't planning on saying none of this. Like Billy Kelly said, they told him, they said, well, said, you ain't Mr. America. And he said, no, but that didn't keep me from wanting to marry Miss America. No matter how ugly he is, he wants Miss America. But anyway, I looked at them things, and before I got out of there, I said, let's go find a used one. We couldn't even find a used one. New. Brand new Toyota 4Runner. $49,000. And if you start thinking, you'll start thinking, well, $49,000 ain't that much. My payments would only be $800 a month for 7 years. Guy told me the other day, he said, I got this Honda Accord. He said, I'll have it paid for in a few months. He said, by the time I get it paid for, I could have bought 2 or 3 of them. And I mean, if you got a new car, praise God, I'm happy for you. But I'm just making a point. The more I looked at them things, the more I was tempted. The best thing, that's why TV's so bad. Yeah, all it does is make you want something that you ain't got. You watch TV enough and you'll be saying, look, people. This church ain't the nicest church in the world. If I went around every Sunday week and looked at all the other churches, I'd start saying, shoo. Nasty old carpet, pews busted up, ceiling leaks, this dump, we ought to build a new one. Let's garden that for $1 million. No, 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 no. Look at me. You look at me with your God-given eyeballs. I'm telling you tonight, this is what God give us. We ought to take care of it and do the best we can. And if God makes a way, we'll do something bigger and better and nicer. And until He does, be content with what we've got. Looking around will get you in trouble. Looking around gets you in trouble. So like when you get married, they say, quit shopping. Buy your car, quit shopping. Buy your house, quit shopping. You'll find one you like better. quit shopping. You know what got Eve in trouble? Oh, she's just looking around. She wasn't going to buy nothing. Just looking around. See, that's what the devil does. Get you in trouble. I was about ready to go in debt the other night. It's like the devil gets in your mind or something. You think crazy stuff. Last and I'll be through. How can the devil be defeated? It's easier to repress the first desire than to satisfy all the rest of them that come after it. Listen to me. Half the trouble in your life is caused by saying yes too soon and no not soon enough. Half the trouble in your life come by you not saying no soon enough and yes too soon. The Word of God. Jesus said, it is written. It is written. It is written. That's how you defeat the devil. My sister's got a cabin up there in the mountains. And it's old, on the other side of Old Fort. And we go up there and we have Thanksgiving up there. My family eats up there and it's a beautiful place. Big old. Man, you guys that like to fish, trout, fish and everything. Lord have mercy. I mean, the cabin sitting right there on the side of that place. Mountains all over the place. And bear and deer and everything in the world running around there. And there's this big old tree. And it fell across the creek. It's that big around. And what that thing was, it was so close to the edge of that bank that, you know, the roots, it'd go back in the bank, but they wouldn't know where for them. It was too weak sitting too close to that edge. And it fell. And you know what causes Christians to fall? We're too close. You get too close to that edge. You get too close to the edge. You hang around them people at work. You go somewhere. You go to the beach with a bunch of girls, and they don't let them go with their husbands. Or you work with the girls at work, and all of them talk about having affairs and leaving their husbands. And the first thing you know, you're staying too close to the edge. You're staying too close to the edge. You're no match for the devil, and I'm not either. We ought to make up our mind tonight that we're going to memorize Scripture. Whatever your problem is. You hate your husband? Memorize you some Scripture. Be mean to your wife? Memorize you some Scripture. And when the devil puts those thoughts in your mind, quote them. Quote them. Quote them. That's how he got rid of him. And that's how we can. Let's stand by our head. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Come get a song, y'all. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Nobody's talking. Bow your head, please. Close your eyes. Maybe there's somebody here. Maybe you've never been saved. I don't know. If you don't know what it's really like to be a Christian, you could come down here and get down on your knees while she plays softly and come and get saved. If you're here tonight and you have been saved, but the devil just really messed you up. He threw you for three loops, and you're miserable, and you need to get it fixed. Why don't you make that step you need to make tonight? Settle it. Get it right between you and the Lord. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that You'd bless our church. Lord, we know that the devil is real. We know that we're no match for him and ourselves. I pray in Jesus' name that You'd forgive us and help us. Lord, help us, Father, we pray. Do what needs to be done in our life. We'll thank You and praise You for it. In Jesus' name we pray and for His sake. Amen. Amen. If you need to come to